Hey, how's it going, guys? My name is Nasif Hassan, and this is my first ever podcast on Anchor. Guys, I'm actually very new here. This is, like I mentioned, this is going to be my very first podcast, and I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite things ever in the world, wrestling, WWE mostly, but I will also be talking about, you know, other things like NGPW, I'll be talking about TNA Impact Wrestling sometimes, and I'll also be talking about ROH and the other indie promotions as well. However, my whole podcast will be solely based or solely focused around what's happening in WWE or the inside news or inside scoops about whatever happens around or involving the WWE. So today's podcast is actually going to be on something that kind of concerns me, which is basically the state that the WWE is in right now. You know, some would say WWE is in fine hands, they're doing great, they're actually expanding globally, it's coming to India every once in a while, every year or every other year they're actually coming to India. But and recently we've seen the Greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia, which is actually a pretty conservative nation, and they're expanding there as well. So you'd say that no, WWE is fine. It's expanding. It's making a lot of revenue, and the revenue they are making are going up and up. And even the subscription rates or the number of subscriptions of the WWE network are increasing drastically as well. Now, to that, I'd say, yes, that all of that might be true, but I'm talking about the state they're in, as in people are tuning out as well. There are very little hardcore WWE fans these days, like we used to see back in the day when the Attitude Era or even the Ruthless Aggression Era, Ruthless Aggression Era was a thing. Oh my god, I can't even speak today. Anyways. So that was a thing, and that back then, people were crazy about WWE. But these days, a lot of their fans are mostly just kids, and a lot of their content is really suffering. And as a result, a lot of long-term fans who are older are slowly tuning out. Even me, I used to love WWE. I never used to miss a weekly episode of Raw, SmackDown, Saturday Night Heat, or whatever. I used to watch everything back in, I don't know, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe. From 2009, I slowly got bored. But then, CM Punk with his great segment back in 2011, I think, that pulled me back. I watched a couple of years, you know, every week, every show again, and now it's all the same to me again, and I'm again skipping shows, and sadly, oddly enough, I even sometimes just skim through episodes, like, you know, when I watch it on the WWE Network, what I sometimes do is I just skip through matches. That's something I actually do. Or even if I, you know, record it, even when I DVR it, I basically skip through a lot of matches, you know, look for good segments, and sadly enough, guys, I never really find good segments in between matches. There are great matches, I'll give them that, because the roster depth today, in my opinion, is the best WWE has ever had. They have the likes of Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, freaking Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Cesaro, Sheamus is great. Friggin' Roman Reigns is a great wrestler in his own right. I mean, the Cruiserweight Classic guys are actually perhaps some of the best wrestlers in their weight class ever. And yet, they fail to pull me in. Come on. I mean, first of all, there are a lot of restrictions in WWE. There is a WWE way of wrestling that each and every individual has to follow. And then there is, like, the other thing that we must talk about, which would be there are no real engaging stories. Yes, Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles is a dream match, but up until recently, I slowly lost interest in that match after their first or their second match, where, you know, the match ended in the same way. You know, both of them kicked each other in the balls, and then they got counted out in a no disqualification match. That was just poor booking. I was like, oh my god, get this feud over with, because these guys aren't being let to perform in the highest levels that they can. Their matches didn't even come close to what it was in New Japan Pro Wrestling in 2014 or 15. I forget. I'm sorry. And the story itself was really not interesting at all. So it really, I got bored of AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura, and that's something I never thought I'd say. So yes, they do have the talent to, you know, keep us tuned in or make us tune in every other week, but their content, their writings are so freaking bad these days that people just can't keep watching for 3 hours for Raw and then come back the very next day and watch 2 hours of SmackDown. They just can't do it. They have, I know, it's not very easy being a writer for WWE. You know, you have to do so many shows. There are so many pay-per-views. Thank God that they cut down individual brand pay-per-views so their writers can get a little bit of a breather, and so can their performers. But, oh my God, they still have a shit ton of booking that they have to, you know, make sure that's up there. So, 3 hours of Raw, 5 hours of booking. 3 hours of Raw every week and 5 hours of booking every other week in total is a lot of work, and of course not all the guys are going to get all the care in the world, but come on, I'd say cut down maybe Raw an hour, or if you can't do that, hire more writers and get people in who actually watch WWE, who knows what would work and who love the company. Don't just hire random writers from, you know, who writes fictional books and shit. Those shit won't get you anywhere, and people are going to zone out. I mean, just take a look at the rivalry, or the state of the rivalry Sami Zayn is in right now with Bobby Lashley. I don't think I've seen a worse rivalry than this, you know, involving two guys who are immensely talented. Yes, Bobby Lashley is immensely talented. You might say he's just a big, you know, meathead, but to me, he's immensely talented. He did his part in MMA, and he's pretty good. If you do let him, you know, do all the power moves that he's capable of and take away his awful finisher that is just a stalling suplex, I think he's an amazing worker, or could be an amazing destroyer kind of figure in the WWE. So two immensely talented guys put together in one rivalry, and it's the shittiest thing ever. Why? Because the booking's bad. I couldn't care less about these two going on and having a match in MITB, Money in the Bank. I mean, oh my god, I just couldn't care. I just wish that none of them had a match in MITB, and Sami Zayn is one of my favorite wrestlers, so can you believe it? So that's the state that they're in. I say, you know, have guys, I don't know how to fix this, but maybe cut down some shows or cut down a little bit of responsibilities, but make serious, you don't have to make serious storylines with everyone, but even the funnier storylines, or the storylines that are mostly considered to be jokes, can have some substances in them. I mean, what's the point of Sami Zayn fighting Bobby Roode? I mean Bobby Lashley again? Just doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, guys, so this is going to be a very short one. I don't really want to talk anymore right now. This is my first ever podcast. I just want to put this out there, and I hope you guys like it. And, yeah. Well, see you guys soon. Later. Peace.